This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What amygdala hijacking does to your icebreaker and how to stop it. Why your brain sabotages icebreakers before you say a word. In short, amygdala hijacking does not only cause conflict. It quietly kills icebreakers by firing a social threat response at exactly the wrong moment. When your nervous system reads an opening question as danger, your natural warmth and connection disappear. Preparation is the only reliable way to keep that response from taking over. Definition: amygdala hijacking icebreakers describes the moment your brain's threat detection system overrides rational thinking in response to a low-stakes opening question, producing freeze, ramble, or blank responses. Make genuine connection impossible before the meeting has even begun. Why icebreakers feel more threatening than they should. Most people assume icebreakers fail because they are poorly designed, too cheesy, too forced, not relevant to the group. That is the surface explanation, and it is not wrong. But I have watched well-designed icebreakers collapse just as often, and the question that kept nagging at me was, why does a simple opening question produce visible panic in otherwise capable people? The answer sits in the nervous system, not in the question itself. A skilled icebreaker should feel easy. The stakes are low. Nobody is being evaluated on their answer. Yet walk into a room where people are about to be asked to speak in front of a group, and you will see something that looks suspiciously like dread. That dread has a specific source, and understanding it changes how you prepare, how you facilitate, and how you respond when an icebreaker lands badly. If you want the broader picture of how this response escalates beyond the opening moments of a meeting, what is the amygdala hijack, and how does it escalate workplace tension in high-pressure moments is worth the reading before you go further. The mechanism behind amygdala hijacking icebreakers. Here is the truth of it. The amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, does not distinguish between physical danger and social judgment. It cannot tell the difference between a lion in the grass and 20 colleagues waiting to hear what you say next. Both feel like exposure. Both feel like risk. The moment you sense that you are being assessed, the threat signal fires. When that happens, the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain responsible for language, nuance, humor, and warmth, gets flooded out. Cortisol and adrenaline take over. Your body is preparing for a sprint or a fight. Neither response is useful when someone has just asked you to share a fun fact about yourself. This is the exact moment icebreakers fail. The question arrives. Your name is called. And instead of the easy, warm response you would give a friend over coffee, your brain produces one of three things: a complete blank, a rambling over-explanation driven by nervous energy, or a flat robotic answer that communicates nothing except the fact that you desperately wanted to sound normal. None of these builds the connection the icebreaker was designed to create. What makes this particularly cruel is the timing. The icebreaker sits at the most vulnerable moment in any meeting before trust has been established. You are being asked to be open before you feel safe. The amygdala reads the precisely as the threat it sounds like. For a deeper look at how this same hijack can unravel the meeting itself, signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time is essential reading. What this looks like across three real scenarios. Let me give you three situations where I have watched this play out, not hypothetical. Real patterns I have seen repeat across decades. The new team member. Someone joins a team meeting for the first time. The facilitator, trying to be welcoming, opens with a round of introductions and a light question. Tell us something about yourself that might surprise us. For a person already carrying the anxiety of being new, this question activates every fear simultaneously. Being judged, saying something wrong, getting the tone wrong. Their amygdala fires hard. The answer comes out clipped, apologetic, or oddly long. The group does not warm to them. The icebreaker achieves the opposite of its purpose. The senior leader asks to go first. A facilitator asks the most senior person in the room to model the icebreaker. This seems logical. In practice, it can trigger a different version of the hijack. The leader's direct response is about loss of authority. Speaking personally in front of direct reports feels exposed. The answer becomes performative rather than genuine, and the group picks up that signal immediately. The psychological safety the icebreaker was meant to create never materializes. The role of communication in meeting success explores why this kind of tone setting matters so much in the early moments of any session. The virtual meeting participant. Someone joins a video call already distracted by back-to-back meetings. When the icebreaker arrives, they are not mentally present. The sudden pressure to perform warmth and connection on command triggers a low-grade hijack stilted answers, a forced laugh, eyes darting away from the camera. The group reads it as disengagement, which makes the next person less likely to open up. One hijacked response seeds a defensive atmosphere. Why nobody notices this is happening? Most facilitators assume that when icebreakers fail, the problem is the icebreaker itself. They blame the question. They rethink the format. They try a different activity next time. They almost never look at the nervous systems in the room. There are two reasons this blind spot persists. The first is that the hijack is invisible. Nobody announces that their amygdala has fired. They just look awkward or disengaged, and the group moves on. The second reason is that most of us have built our confidence around knowing what to say, not around managing what our bodies do under social pressure. We prepare content. We really prepare our nervous system. This is where most communication training also falls short. It teaches you what to do in conversations, but leaves out the psychology of what happens when pressure collapses the gap between knowing and doing. I cover this specific problem in depth in /Say It Right Every Time /Book Series/Just Say It/Say It Right Every Time/, particularly the opening chapters on why smart, prepared people go blank under conversational pressure. The rehearsal trap, the gap between knowledge and performance under stress, is one of the most misunderstood failures in workplace communication. For a detailed look at how that trap plays out, and how to avoid it, how the rehearsal trap makes workplace tension worse, and what to do instead is directly relevant here. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to stop amygdala hijacking before it kills the icebreaker. The good news is that the threat response can be interrupted. Not eliminated, but interrupted. Here is what actually works. Prepare your answer before the room fills. If you know there will be an icebreaker, treat it the way you would treat any prepared response. Think through likely questions. Write down a brief answer. Say it aloud at least once. Not to make it perfect, but to make it familiar. A familiar response requires less cognitive effort, which means the amygdala has less reason to flag it as novel or threatening. Familiarity is the signal that says, I have been here before. I am not in danger. Use controlled breathing in the 60 seconds before the meeting starts. This is not soft advice. It directly lowers cortisol, which keeps the prefrontal cortex online longer when pressure arrives. 4 counts in, 4 counts out, 4 or 5 times. That is enough to shift your baseline before the first question lands. If you are the facilitator, design for safety first. The icebreaker question itself carries a threat load. Questions that require personal disclosure, unusual creativity, or anything that feels like a performance are the ones most likely to trigger hijacks across the group. Effective icebreakers for team meetings gives you a practical framework for choosing questions that invite genuine connection without raising the social stakes unnecessarily. The lower the perceived judgment, the lower the threat signal. Give people a beat to think before answering. One of the fastest ways to spot the hijack is to call on someone without warning. A simple instruction, take 30 seconds to think about your answer before we go around the room, changes the entire dynamic. It converts a performance moment into a preparation moment. The brain reads that differently. Threat response drops. Answers improve. After a hijack, repair rather than press on. If someone freezes, blanks, or gives a flat answer, do not gloss over it and move to the next person. A brief, warm acknowledgement from the facilitator, no pressure, come back to it if you like, gives the nervous system permission to settle. How to de-escalate arguments during meetings, and how to handle conflict during meetings both deal with what happens when that early tension is left unaddressed. What you can do differently starting now. The practical implication of all of this is straightforward. Stop evaluating your icebreaker by the question alone. Start evaluating it by the level of threat it produces in the people you are asking it of. That shift in perspective changes everything about how you design, deliver, and recover from an opening. If you are a participant rather than a facilitator, The same principle applies. You cannot control the icebreaker you are handed. You can control your preparation and your breathing. Those two things, practiced consistently, are enough to keep amygdala high-checking icebreakers from stealing the moment that was meant to bring people together. Decades of watching people walk into rooms and immediately retreat behind their own defences have taught me this connection does not happen by accident. It requires the right conditions, and the first condition is a nervous system calm enough to let it in. Prepare for that, and the icebreaker does what it was always meant to do. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdala hijacking in icebreakers? Amygdala hijacking in icebreakers is when your brain reads a low-stakes opening question as a social threat and shuts down your capacity to respond naturally. You freeze, ramble, or go blank. The cause is a threat signal, not the question itself. Why do icebreakers cause anxiety even for confident people? Because the amygdala does not distinguish between physical danger and social judgment. Standing up in a group, being put on the spot, or facing an unexpected question can all fire the same threat response. Confidence built in private disappears when the nervous system overrides reason. How do you stop amygdala hijacking before an icebreaker? Prepare your answer in advance for likely opening questions. Say it aloud at least once before the meeting. Controlled breathing for 60 seconds before the session begins lowers your cortisol enough to keep your prefrontal cortex engaged when it matters most. What does amygdala hijacking look like during icebreaker questions? It shows up as sudden blankness when your name is called, overlong answers driven by nervous energy, flat or robotic delivery, visible flushing or fidgeting, and the inability to listen to other people because you're too busy dreading your own turn. Can amygdala hijacking ruin the whole meeting, not just the icebreaker? Yes. When the icebreaker fails to create psychological safety, the threat signal lingers. People stay guarded, participation drops, and even substantive agenda items suffer. A hijacked opening sets a defensive tone that takes real effort to reverse later in the session. How does preparation help override the amygdala during icebreakers? Preparation works because a familiar response requires less cognitive effort under pressure. When your answer is already rehearsed, your brain does not treat the moment as novel or threatening. Familiarity lowers the threat signal before it has a chance to escalate into a full hijack. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.